Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When Jesus said, "Thou hast said," then he said, "What thou doest, doest quickly." The book of John said that Judas got up immediately. The word immediately means immediately. He didn't hang around. They're observing the Lord's Supper. You get the picture. I mean, they're observing the Passover. Judas did not observe the Lord's Supper. When Jesus broke this bread that we're about to read, the Lord's Supper, okay, Judas left out. Matter of fact, you read about the apostle thought that Judas was going to help the poor, because remember he had the money bags. Y'all remember that? Then I said, yeah, he was the treasurer. Boy, you better watch those church treasurers. Shouldn't have said that. We got some great people here. But Judas was the church treasurer, so to speak. And so when he got up, the disciples said, well, he must be going to go buy some bread or something, not thinking what Jesus just said. But anyway, it's interesting. By the way, isn't it amazing? The preacher says something and it just goes right over your head. When Jesus says something, it goes right over your head. Okay, so Judas was not there when Jesus partook of the Lord's Supper. Judas left. So we get to verse number 26. And as they were eating the Passover, Judas has left. Jesus took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it. He gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. Now, for this is my blood of the New Testament, for which is shed for many for the remission of sin." And I'm going to use this verse tonight when we observe the Lord's Supper. "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this," what's the next phrase? "Fruit of the vine." What is fruit of the vine? It's grape juice. Tonight we'll be drinking grape juice. We will not be drinking wine. Fermented wine. Yeah, I know some people, I know some good people, even people in our work. I ain't gonna say no more. Okay. But they actually use real wine. The reason we use grape juice, and by the way, it's real grape juice, has no sugar in it. You know, it's the real stuff, you know. Anyway, Doug used to make it themselves when they were in Romania. Doug had where he lived. They had a vineyard there just out of Otapin. I still remember that vineyard. And we helped with a little bit. It was one of those good old days. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they never end. Anyway, he had a vineyard there, and he would take grapes, or Diana, I don't know who did this. I think Diana did most of it. But anyway, she cooked unleavened bread. Didn't she fix unleavened bread? Okay. They literally would take the grapes off the vine, and they would smash them with their feet. They didn't do that. That's what they used to do. They didn't do that. But anyway, no, they would make the Lord's Supper. They would smash the grapes for the grape juice. And then Diana would make the unleavened bread. And that's what fruit of the vine is. Literally, grape juice. Okay? But here's what. "Until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And I can't wait for that day. Can you imagine observing the Lord's Supper with the Lord himself? Preacher, you're crazy. And I've said it all along, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt, okay? We're going to be observing with Jesus at the head of how this is going to work. He's going to be at the head, and we're going to observe the Lord's Supper with him. We're never going to forget what Jesus did for us on Calvary. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter. I was going to read some more, but I need to move on. Verse number 24. "And when he given thanks, he brake it," talking about we just read that. "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Just a sideline again on this, on my studies, kind of was interesting to you Bible students. The word, when he talks about when he had given thanks, that's the word eucharisteo. I probably butchered that. Don't laugh at me, Doug, and these are the Greek scholars. I tried to pronounce it, but we get the word Eucharist from it. Have you ever heard the word Eucharist? A lot of other denominations would call the Lord's Supper the Eucharist. They've misapplied that word, the Eucharist, and they've perverted it to the Lord's Supper. Literally, the Eucharist is literally the giving of thanks. It's saying a blessing. Do you know in real Bible terms when you say the blessing? Now, don't think I'm a heretic. That's what the Word of God teaches us. That when you say the blessing, are you giving thanks? Or you are Eucharistio, or whatever. I butchered that. You know, I'm going to say it again. You are Eucharistio, or whatever. You're doing a Eucharist. You're a giving of thanks. But people over the centuries have perverted it now. The Lord's Supper is Eucharist, but literally it means the giving of thanks. Are you following that idea? Okay. I thought that was pretty cool. Now, when he broke it, and which is broken, this is my body. Ooh, I got to hit this and run. Which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. He took the bread, the unleavened bread, and he broke it. When we have the Lord's Supper again tonight, I've been doing this for a while now. Latrice would leave me a couple big pieces. It's already cut up, but she'd leave me a couple big pieces. Y'all see me do this, I guess. And I would break the bread and place it in the plate. Because of the number of us, we can't do exactly like Jesus did. Remember, there was just Jesus and 11 of them. I'm going to move on. I'm going to say anything about the cup and all. I'm going to move on from there. But anyway, they had bread. He broke the bread. He said, this bread is my body, which is broken for you. It's a picture of his body. It was not his literal body. Again, time won't allow it. I was going to mention the Catholic Church teaches what's called transubstantiation. Transubstantiation. They teach that the bread and the wine is literally the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. That you're literally eating of his body, literally drinking of his blood. Long story short, that's heresy. Okay? The Protestant, by the way, transubstantiation is Catholicism. The next step would be consubstantiation. Okay, and this is what I would call Protestants would do this. Okay, Martin Luther and them came up with this, that it's not the literal body and the literal blood, but the literal presence is in that body and is in that cup, his literal presence. So it's called consubstantiation. It's a variance off the trans. Are you following? So I look at it this way. The trans is a Catholic view. The consubstantiation is a Protestant view. And then what we look at, this do in remembrance of me, is the Baptist view. Or even more better, it's the biblical view. Okay. In remembrance of me, it's pictorial and memorial only. We're looking back and we're going to look at this. Let me give you an outline real quick. What the Lord's Supper. This do in remembrance of me. We look back and remember what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. We do. His body, which is broken. I'm going to share that. When he talks about his body, which is broken, you read in Scripture, he didn't have a broken bone one in his body. Not one. So, Jesus, what do you mean? This body, which is broken for you, because we're going to find out later, they never broke a bone. So, it could not have been a physical break, because he didn't break any bones. So what was Jesus talking about? I'll tell you in just a minute when I finish this other thought about the other thought.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting WestwoodGospelTime.com. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.